that doesn't surprise
like it.
Me.
The proof is in the pudding.
I'm so glad Brad's in. I'm so excited.
I will spoon your 3 to 5
spoons. I'm going to have that. That's what you said before.
And you're like, get off of me.
Not one, yeah. Two and a half.
I was in a row. I remember that.
Patio in Portland, Oregon.
Yes. Or the perfect inside of a bar if it's too chilly for a patio.
To be fair, the patio closed before we could muster our energy to get to the patio.
We're in a patio that has a roof and four walls.
It does.
So it's not the most, you know, not the freshest air, not the prettiest view.
Well, I'm looking at Minnie Tibbetts, and I'd say this view is quite lovely.
Oh,
thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Well, maybe Shark, you and Minnie will spoon later.
Spooning.
I like to spoon.
Spooning. Oh, we're spooning now. Right now. We're doing a three-way spoon. Four-way.
Don't get out of here. You don't even like spoon.
Oh, damn. Well, y'all need to come up with an anti-spoon thingy.
All right, well,
so
like
you
to
like
spoon.
To spoon. Is
I
that true?
Like, or
is
I do like to
I like spoon.
I think the surprise here is that Patsy does not like
no,
the spoon.
No, I do like to spoon. It's just weird to have Charcuse spoon me.
I can understand.
Why?
You like to fork. Why? You like to fork.
But it's probably not surprising as Sarah does not like to spoon. Or I like to spoon for like 3 to 4 minutes post-coitus, and then I'm out.
I don't know. I like it.
Right. Introductions.
Oh, I'm Shark Q.
Hi, Shark Q.
Hello.
What do you want to tell the world about yourself?
I work too much.
Yes.
Sorry, there's been a delay in the podcast, listener.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
I'm Patsy.
Yeah, Patsy.
And I'm always DTL.
Ah, down below.
I'm Sarah, and I'm in desperate need of updating. A good, solid
update.
Yeah. Alright, then. I'm Minnie, and I think I'm DTL.
Aww.
Oh. And I'm Olivia, and I'm usually DTC, and I still am, but, cuddle, but I'm going to switch it up a little.
All right.
DTS, down to spoon.
Down to spoon.
It's a good first step. Hey,
yes.
So you guys, speaking of first steps, you guys watched a movie today?
Oh my gosh. The movie is
Think Like a Man.
Think Like a Man.
And we learned a lot.
We did. Act Like a Lady and Think Like a Man.
Oh,
did you take notes?
That's his sound of notes.
Oh, I like this because I've already been assigned.
So there are 5 different types of guys. There's the player, the mama's boy, the non-committed, the dreamer, and then the happily married or the happily divorced.
Oh, they're the same guy?
As soon as happily divorced came on,
we thought of you, Sarah. And we learned a couple. The women that were involved, they weren't necessarily types. I mean, there was the one that wanted the ring.
Yeah.
There was a baby mama.
Yeah.
There was the professional, strong,
independent.
Know, independent, yeah. CEO of a company woman.
Miss Independent.
Yep. But a couple of, really what the main thing we took was, you gotta learn how to keep the cookie.
I like it because it's circled twice and starred, and then there's an X and it says 90 days.
Impossible.
Well,
impossible.
I
don't know. Keep the cookie for 90 days.
Keep the cookie for 90 days.
That's crazy.
I might take that challenge.
You always
win.
Yeah, how is that different from your normal
this.
Life?
Yeah, you open the cookie jar and you show it, and then you go, nope.
And then you tuck the cookie back in.
Yeah. But, tuck okay,
the cookie,
really,
tuck the cookie.
But aren't you actually seeing someone?
What is the situation?
I don't know.
So are you just going to take the cookie away?
Possibly.
Oh. So you're going to restart. You're going to re-cookie?
I say eat the motherfucking cookie.
That's what
it's
I
delicious.
Said. To, yeah. Is it just out of the oven? Yum.
Well, we also learned, how does the man or the female that you're dating introduce you?
Yeah.
Oh. For example, does he introduce you as a prostitute?
Yes.
Yes.
Or a friend, which means he's going to throw you back. Or if he says girlfriend, which means that's a significant thing. According to this movie, if a man uses the word like girlfriend, it take notes.
What if he says, this is my lady?
I think that's significant.
I think it's significant.
What if he says, this is my homegirl?
It's all better than prostitute.
It is. I'm sorry again that happened to you.
Okay. So
we're back in.
You want to flush the toilet?
I feel like I should. Like, I'm having a... We have a good time hanging out, but he's not into me. He doesn't call me. He doesn't text me. He doesn't want to have sex with me.
Yikes.
Fact.
Wait, he doesn't want to have sex with you?
Is
he keeping his cookie?
Oh, maybe
he's doing
it.
Is that part of a plan?
Maybe he's on the 90-day plan.
How long has it been?
A long time.
Since you've had sex. But you've hung out?
Have you done other stuff?
No.
Of a romantic nature?
No. It's like... That's the weird thing of our relationship. It's like either all or nothing.
It sounds like you guys are friends.
That is what it sounds like.
It sounds like you guys are friends.
Except if he drinks too much.
That is bad. That's not good.
If he drinks too much, then he gives you his cookie?
I like to think that you have these relationships because they make you feel good.
Do they?
And when you go out with someone and you spend time with someone and you're in an amorous mood and they turn that down, that does not feel so good.
Mm-mm.
And so are you getting... I just think that if it doesn't feel so good, then...
It never feels good when anyone turns you down. It doesn't matter what the situation. It could be a toothless guy at the bar.
No, I mean, the thing is I was rejected twice in the past week. So I'm just like, I'm done.
When you made overtures towards him?
You're done.
I know.
What are you hanging on to? Why are you
I don't want to be alone.
Okay.
But you are alone because you still you still got all your cookies, a whole box of cookies. Waiting to be eaten and desired.
I haven't tasted this particular flavor of cookie, but I know they're delicious cookies. I can tell just by looking at them. I can tell. These are like chocolate chips.
They're warm out of the oven.
The weird ones your grandmother makes or something. These are good ones. Right.
And
jelly shit. No, these are good cookies.
Okay.
You don't like us talking about your cookies?
No.
Go on. I think your cookie's like a Samoa because it has the hole in the middle, but it's covered in coconut.
Those are coconut. My favorite.
You think
those
you don't like favorite. Coconut until you bite into a Samoa,
that
and then you realize that you really do love it,
so
and it's got a hole in the middle.
Are you saying people don't think they like me until they taste me?
No, that's not a good analogy.
Yeah, okay, but you're spot on about Samoas. I feel the same way.
Okay.
I hate coconut unless it's in a Samoa. Is it called Samoa?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, well done.
All right, sweet.
Okay, enough for my update. So that's what's going on. So, no, we've not broken up. We're still hanging out. He doesn't really want to hang out with me more than just friends, but I keep hoping maybe he'll change his mind because I'm crazy.
I think it's
honestly, call you crazy.
You need to, I think you... need to find a way to let that go.
I know.
What is because you can back from letting it go just because you don't want to be alone?
Patsy and I have discussed this at length in our 2-hour pre-recording.
I wish the recorder had been here.
What do we decide? That
you gotta move on. And that we are going to together.
This is the summer of love.
Oh.
Or the summer of updates.
Either way. Can we call it cookie sale? Cookie something or something there.
Something cookie. Something about cookies.
And so Patsy and I decided we are going to do an online...
You're going to Girl Scout camp.
No, we're going to do an online dating challenge. And she's going to do an online website that is for relationships.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to do the OkCupid.
Uh-huh.
And then we are going to compare
quality of them or the quality of, because I can tell
or
you
the
what
quantity.
They'll send to you. Or the quantity. Yeah, where are we, how are we measuring this? Because we need to create the chart, and I'm not sure how
we never got to scientific measure.
Okay.
But just perhaps just what the results are. So do we get dates? If we get dates, how many of those dates,
uh-huh.
how many of those are quality?
What's your hypothesis?
My hypothesis is that I have it. Keep in mind this is vodka number 3.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we didn't really think through the scientific, we didn't go through the full scientific process.
Well, the hypothesis is the beginning of the process, so let's begin.
Okay, the beginning is I think Patsy will get fewer dates, but they will be of higher quality.
Ah. Ooh, so we're measuring quality versus quantity.
And I may get a quantity of offers.
Uh-huh.
I am untested in the uh-huh. realm of internet dating. I have a hard time saying no in general.
Can I throw this out there?
Yes.
That if you are to accurately measure what you are saying to me right now, that means you have to go on every date that is offered to you.
Not every,
because
it's not impossible for me to say no.
No, but it would be a better experiment, because if you're measuring quality versus quantity,
right,
each of you has to go on every date that comes your way.
I will put this to you, Sharky. Can you tell me the last message you got from someone on OKCupid?
Yes, I can. It was the guy that was disabled and in a wheelchair and had mental health issues. He also messaged Patsy.
And I'm going to say, on that, I would say no.
Okay, let's put it, let's put a disclaimer.
Say yes to every reasonable date.
What was
but,
that?
Okay, let's put a disclaimer.
Such severe chills.
But, like,
that you should accept every date unless your safety is of concern.
Unless
that kind of concern, he was nuts.
Right,
so
mental health issues, that's not, like,
and I mean,
you had me at goodbye.
There might be the 65-year-old that's like, you know, have you ever considered dating an older man? Then I might be like, No,
you have to say yes.
No.
For the podcast. To go out with a 65-year-old man, I bet he'll open your door. I bet he'll pay for dinner.
He won't.
I bet you'll have great conversation. You might not make out with him, but I think it will be an adventure.
No, but it's the disengaging that's tough for me.
Maybe practice makes perfect, man.
Right.
Are we in this or are we not? I thought it was the summer of love and cookies.
It's the summer of updates, because you know I don't love her love.
Fine. The summer of updates.
The summer of cookies.
It's Girl
cookies.
Scout Camp.
Cookies.
Girl Scout Camp.
Ooh, I like that. Girl Scout Camp.
All right. So that's where we're at.
Let's get our badges.
Cassie, are you in this?
I'm in it. Yeah, every date that comes my way, I will go on.
Right. Unless there's a concern for your safety. And you can't just throw it out like, I'm concerned about my safety, because it seems like a dick.
No, it's the summer of cookies and yes.
Yeah.
The summer of yes.
The summer of yes. Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Other updates. I didn't officially give an update. But it's because there's no official update to get.
No update. Well, there we have it.
Mini.
I don't think I have an update.
Well, since the last time you were on the show, I believe you do have an update.
Oh. Well,
it has been a while.
Hold up. I've been trying. Well, you just said it perfectly. If he doesn't call and he doesn't text and he doesn't think about you, unless he's in town, is he really that into you?
No, it's what we learned today.
Yeah.
We learned
a lot
tonight. I just want to update the listeners. Like, we tonight is the night where we're having like all of our previous guests are back on the show.
Yeah.
We got Minnie here, Mary Poppins tonight.
It's like a best of episode.
This is the best of show.
Most people are concentrating on getting drinks right now, so we're going to take a quick pause, and when we come back, all of the guests will be here.
Meet the guests. echoes.
It's so loud. All right, we're at updates.
My update is unclear. That's why I'm looking forward to the show.
Ah. Okay.
Yes.
No dates.
No
dates. No updates.
And that brings us to our guest. We have
to go. Oh, does it? Well, we forgot somebody.
What about you?
I don't have any updates.
What's your... What's going on?
What is your update, Sharky?
I don't have any updates.
Last time we spoke, you lesbian comment.
Oh, that was so long ago.
Yeah, exactly. So you have some updates.
I don't have. We've never got past that.
You're still saying I lesbian you?
No, I don't say that.
You say
stupid.
I love you?
No.
But he's still around being fantastic for
you. Yeah, no, he's great. Yep. So it's boring. I don't know.
And we like him too. We like him too, certainly.
Yeah, he's great.
There's no I love yous.
What?
There's no I love yous?
No.
There's no I love yous.
What is Annie Lennox song?
Yeah.
All right. We have guests. We have Justice.
Howdy.
Hello. We have Brittany.
Hi.
Hello. And Mary Poppins.
Hi.
So many lovely guests.
So many guests.
It's so exciting. And it's the perfect venue for it because it's incredibly loud in here and nobody can hear anything. So it's going to be awesome.
What? Do any of our guests have updates?
Oh. Brittany, since the last time we met in Pineapple, Alabama. Two words, pineapple. Do you have any updates to fill us in with you and your lady friend? Who was there also in Pineapple, Alabama?
Well, I don't think so. Sort of, I mean, I do lesbian her.
Excellent. Literally and figuratively. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mary Poppins, since you were on last, you had just gotten married.
I had.
How's it going?
Exactly like it was before I got married.
Well, that's fantastic. These are fascinating updates.
We've been drinking for 3 days.
Justice, do you have any stories to tell?
Sad face. No dates. No updates. I had a weird pregnancy scare.
Let's hear about it. Let's do this.
That's interesting.
Listeners really want to hear about it, but I had a weird off month, which isn't normal for me, and I was like, can you get pregnant without having sex? I thought I had immaculately conceived the second coming of Christ. I thought maybe Jesus was hanging out in my uterus.
It could never know a finer girl.
If anything, I would have birthed the Antichrist that would have ushered in the end of the world.
So what was the outcome?
Oh, was it? Flo came to town, I swear to God, right after I took a pregnancy test. Like, my body was just like, haha, fuck you.
So, I recently had a pregnancy scare, too. Because, as we'll recall, I had two lost condom stories within the same week. And I had already taken the Plan B pill after the first one. And then, I 7 days later, I was like, I cannot possibly take that pill again. What is it going to do to my system?
Yeah.
It's expensive. Thank you. And, it's just all this hormones at once, which made me kind of crazy. And I was already crazy. And I was like, I can't double the dose. I'm crazy. This is a terrible idea. So I had, a window to think about it. And I was like, well, I'll think about it, but I should probably take it just to be safe. And then I work a lot, and I forgot. And then the next day, I was like, fuck. I was like, well, now I'm in it. And then my period was, 2 weeks late. And I took so many pregnancy tests, I can't even tell you. I just kept peeing and peeing. I was like, still negative. Still negative. Am I going to be all right?
That's so scary. Scary. And what I gotta tell you is, last month I was late by a significant amount of days, but I was like, motherfucker, I'm late on my period and I'm not even worried if I'm pregnant because I have not had sex in a month and it's terrible. It's a terrible to feel. You should be worried and not have to worry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as terrible as being worried because you should actually worry, but still.
Yeah.
It feels
a month isn't that long to go without having sex, Sarah.
I know. 9 days. It's that plan B that throws it off, because I had taken it earlier. I had taken it, like, in February, and that's the shit that throws off your period.
And forever, because I'm still way off.
I mean, but better than a baby.
Better than a baby. It's a $32 pill as opposed to a $32,000 college education.
Thank you.
Or something.
Does insurance cover it? I got ripped off.
You got ripped
next
off.
Next time, pay 99 at the cents
Fred,
for the condo.
At the Fred Myra's, is $32.
Wait, where do condoms get lost? In your...
In my cooter.
Okay. I need to buy you a little thing I like to call lube.
I'm fine. That ain't the problem.
I lost one, too. It was a chunk. It broke and, like, ripped in half. And I found it, and I was like, oh, that's not good.
That's not good. Lost condom stories? Anyone else?
I have had no pregnancy scares.
No pregnancy scares?
In the last year.
No.
Not this year.
Not this year. All right.
So, you got two, pardon me, lost condom stories.
Within the same week.
Does he need smaller condoms?
I have one.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I don't know how to answer that. There you are. We have more friends. Snacky has just arrived. This is going to be a shit show, you guys.
Yeah. So many guests.
So many guests. That's what happens when Brittany comes to town.
Patio, petty shit show.
That's what's happening.
That's what is happening.
There's no topic.
What are those shorts? Are you kidding me right now?
I know. That's what...
I feel like they glow in the dark.
I feel like we should take a picture.
I'm going to take a picture. Let's post it on the... Yeah. Oh, wait. Where are you going?
Where's she going?
We're trying to take a picture of your shorts.
Great.
Do they glow in the dark? Do they glow in the dark?
Wait.
There we go. Yeah, that is great. I know, listener, you can't see, but you will. We'll post it. Yeah. All right, we're going to pause for a minute to regroup because it's become a shit show in here. Okay, goodbye.
That's a yes.
Line
up. We're
going to
end with you.
Oh, we have a question.
No, I will, but I'm not today.
We have a question.
What?
Is it recording?
All right.
So, Brittany, we know that you and your lover are going to make a baby. And here's the question we had. When you have a lesbian couple and you're using the turkey baster method, because I'm assuming you're going to home do it instead of paying $1 million to get it sent in a lab.
I don't want
to
buy the sperm at the store.
Are you going to, like, is that a sexual activity for you? So are you two going to, like, start to, you know, get in the mood, warm up the kitchen, as you would say, like, preheat the oven, and then all of a sudden someone pulls out a turkey baster and squirt? Or is it just, like, fully, a scientific method?
There are two schools of thought. Okay. There is one school of thought that says that you have more success if you have an orgasm.
Right.
And then there's another school of thought that says this process is icky, let's just get her done.
Yeah.
I'm going to argue that I'm probably more in the second camp.
That's what I thought.
I mean, God bless America, you lesbians do whatever you like. You want to light a candle and... chant. Some women do such a thing. My part, you know Abby and you know me.
Yeah.
We're not that kind of lesbian.
Right, because Patsy and I were like, what's the use of getting all worked up to then be like, and here we go, squish.
Gross. The thing is, we're lesbians and we don't really like sperm that much.
Exactly.
And so I don't really want to make a... I'm not going to, like, mix it in with my wine or something. Like, we're just going to get her done.
But you realize... Hold on. I'm coming into this conversation a little
Mary
bit.
Mary Poppins.
Yes. But it is sort of a thing about having sexy time and a woman liquid...
Opening the canal.
the woman liquid that happens when a woman has pleasure helps transfer the sperm to...
And an orgasm makes your muscles cramp and suck
and
things
sucks
in.
It up, right?
I mean, I don't know. I'll have to do some more research. If that's what's required...
Or I think actually another option would be just stand on your head.
Yeah.
Yes. Let gravity... Let
yes.
gravity
that,
work for
me, the whole process is not hot. So it's just... I don't know.
So there you have it from a real lesbian. Standing on your head is more physically satisfying than trying to get it on with squishies. That's what I'm saying.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Also, I'm not trying to yell. I just can't hear myself, so...
No one can hear anything in here. It's beyond deafeningly loud. Oh, so Patsy just said to hear any of this conversation, she put in earphones. Because Patsy and I had pre-drinks here at the Standard and discussed what we were going to ask Brittany about this process of lesbian baby making and what that involved. So let's bring it back to Patio Penny Nose. Standard, we are not on the patio. We are inside the bar. And what I will say is that Standard is one of my favorite patios all summer long. But then at 10 o'clock, the patio closes, and you come inside the bar, and this is what you have.
It smells like fish in here.
That's what Minnie says. Minnie Fish Bits. Shark, what would you say about the Standard in general?
It is full of super obnoxious people.
Olivia, Standard.
No, not necessarily a call on my opinion in the whole the Standard in general, but tonight, pinkies down.
There's no patio. No patio.
Yeah. No sun.
Pinkies down.
And I don't see a single boy.
Well, there are those boys that were scooting their chairs out. I'm sure, listener, that you heard it because it lasted for 20 minutes. And they thought it was making a funny noise, but they're paying Buck Hunter right now. So you could get in on that.
One of them looks like Jason Schwartz. Is that a thing?
Jason Siegel?
No, Jason Schwartz. What does he Schwartz? Yeah, that guy. He could possibly be in this bar.
So I guess to sum up, we're gonna go with for the Standard on a Friday night when the patio is closed, pinkies down.
I would say that because we love the Standard so much, so in the summer on the patio, we will give it a revisit at about 3 or 4 in the afternoon on a sunny, beautiful day.
That's a good call. But for now, pinkies down. Sorry, Standard. It's just so loud and obnoxious.
Well, they like fish.
I'm going to give a flaccid pinky just because the drink prices are beyond reasonable. Great drink prices, fantastic pour.
All right, then.
It smells like fish.
And it smells like fish. That's all for now. Goodbye.
Good night.